Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Wednesday, February 7th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. President Biden easily won Nevada's Democratic primary yesterday, while former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley suffered a symbolic defeat to Donald Trump in the Republican contest, despite him choosing not to participate. None of these candidates, a ballot choice seen as a sign of support for Trump, received more than 60% of the vote, with Haley finishing a distant second with roughly 31% support, according to the AP. Woodside Energy and Santos have ended merger talks that could have created a gas company worth some $57 billion. It's a rare setback in the global energy sector, which has seen several deals worth tens of billions of dollars in response to growing demand for natural gas following the Ukraine war. But Santos execs argue there weren't enough benefits to the deal, while Woodside says it still sees a lot of opportunities in the LNG market. And ESPN, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery are teaming up to create a supersized sports streaming service that will offer content from all major leagues. The as-yet-unnamed service will be available to customers as a standalone app and will be offered to existing subscribers of Disney+, Hulu, and Max as part of a bundle. The deal marks a milestone in the growth of the streaming industry and could accelerate consumers' shift away from cable TV. The new service is expected to launch in the fall. However, the companies didn't announce pricing. And we should note that Fox and the journal's parent, News Corp, share common ownership. Stock markets in Asia have ended the day mixed, while European shares are trending lower. And U.S. futures are fairly flat ahead of earnings today from the likes of Disney, Uber, CVS, PayPal, and Mattel. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.